Powell Tribal, to be exact, and I grew up during the 60s. So it's one of the things when I said I wanted to go through and start talking about Dr. King and his legacy and things like that, I want to kind of get you to transport yourself to a different time to understand that the progress that we make right now, it didn't come easy. Matter of fact, it drew a lot of interesting challenges, conflicts, and all that, which I will address, and hopefully like any other old professors like I am, I'll try to be brief, but I can't guarantee that. Okay. Things are going to work. Why not technology works? The heck is new. So I'll go through and I'll start talking about who was he? Seems like a very bright, small child when he was growing up. Part of the process of doing things he was going to go through, and his father and his grandfather were pastors. That's part of the things that imbued him with the idea that the nonviolence was a way to address some of the social disconnect that was happening at the time. It's somehow during the 60s, and I want to go back a little further, which is I would call the 1940s, where we were still not quite integrated in the military, so but we still understood that it took all of us to win World War II. But after people were coming home, it wasn't quite as friendly. So I'll continue with that as we get down the road here. All right, he graduated high school at the age of 15. That's pretty interesting to note. He went to Morehouse College, and then he obtained his doctorate from Boston College. Just the normal historical facts. All right, he met his wife while he was in college, and he became a pastor because men in his family were pastors. It's very interesting to note how people will actually go through and follow a path that has been previously set forth in their family. He was the same type. All right, he became involved in the NAACP, where he wanted to start doing things like boycotts. It is very important to understand about nonviolent activities, while there were other areas where some people took it in a different direction. In the 60s, as I grew up in, it was an interesting point.